From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russian state media reports that a Russian passenger plane carrying 71 people that had been reported as missing crashed near Moscow Sunday. Interfax News Agency reported that there was no chance of survivors, citing emergency services. The 7-year-old plane disappeared from the radar just minutes after departing the capital city's second-largest airport. 65 passengers and 6 crew members were on board. U.S. President Donald Trump's advisor Kellyanne Conway is defending the White House's handling of spousal allegations leveled against former Trump staff secretary Rob Porter before he resigned last week. Conway told CNN Sunday that it's very clear that Rob Porter, who helped oversee paperwork and documents being sent to the U.S. leader and helped draft his recent State of the Union address, did the right thing by resigning after his 2 ex-wives offered evidence that he physically abused them during their marriages. Israel does acknowledge it has attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets and says it's in response to anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane. That plane was returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria after an Iranian drone was supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu:
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani:
If one country thinks through boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, it is making a big mistake.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.